So now I have the chance to talk to my main man, Marcus Haney. He is the Marine entrepreneur, the Marine who became an entrepreneur. Hanging or banging, buddy?
I am banging here after work. Just excited to hang out with you, get to chat with you a little bit. I'm going to put that back on you, though. Are you hanging or banging today?
Well, you know what? It's been a fun day. And looking forward to talking entrepreneurship with my main man. So life is good. I have to admit, I think it was at my very best because a lot of good stuff here happening at Haney Biz, a lot of good stuff happening at Haneyville.
Yes.
And so at the personal side, it's going well. Business side, had a record year, and now we're just trying to do it again this year, right? Yesterday's hero, today's zero. And I think that's kind of the nature of entrepreneurship, right? You end a month, and you're like, man, we had a good month. If you had a good year, you have a good year. And then next segment of time, whether it be a month or a year or whatever, it's like you get back to zero. And I feel like that's what entrepreneurship's all about. It does, you really don't shut it off. You don't really get ahead and coast, I don't think, if you've got the entrepreneurial mindset.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You can't shut it off, right? You have to look for where the puck is going to be next. Put yourself in a position to, play the game that you are in and, help yourself succeed while you're helping your team succeed. Yeah. That's something that you talk about all the time, right?
Yeah, for sure. But it's rewarding. We had an event the other night, the Entrepreneurs Organization, and the guy comes up and he's sort of talking about entrepreneurial mindset. Hmm. And, if a successful entrepreneur builds a business and then he sells it or she sells it, then, that you got to sell it for enough so you have this cash flow that is at least enough to pay the bills, at least as much as you were making as an entrepreneur. Don't sell until until it's valuable enough so that you can get that monthly income stream. And I challenged the guy, right? I normally don't heckle people. it was a pretty big group. And, so this guy's giving his presentation. And I said to him, can I ask a question? Yeah. What about the entrepreneurs that have a dream that's so much bigger than a monthly paycheck, right?
Right.
So we don't all build our business so that we can retire. Some of us build our business so we can change the world, do something bigger. It's more important than the money. And if it is about the money, it's about a lot of money.
Right. Right? It has to be, right? It has to be a big, hairy, audacious goal. Yeah. But it sounds like maybe that gentleman didn't have, back to your mindset point, he didn't have the entrepreneurial mindset. And it begs the question, okay, are you born with that mindset or is that something that you learn along the way?
Great question. Nature or nurture? I don't know the answer to that. I am going to say it's a little more nurture than nature. And I know there's some people that come out of the womb and they're fighting and they're angry. They cry a lot. They're maybe, I've had kids. I've had you. I had your sister. Your mother did a good job, too, by the way. And they got the grandkids. Each of these ones are different. You can tell that they all have different personalities when they're little kids. But I don't know that you can tell that they're entrepreneurs. You can tell that they're one or two may be stubborn.
Right.
Another one may be a little more passive early on. But I've seen these kids change as they become 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. You guys becoming 15 and 20 and 30 and over 30 for your sister. So I've seen you change throughout the years. And I don't think you necessarily had, or I necessarily had, an entrepreneurial mindset from day one. It's something that I think happens to us over time.
Well, it's interesting because you were also a sports coach growing up. You coached me in baseball. You coached me in football. Hundreds of kids ran across the Yankees and Bobcats in uniform while we're out there playing on the field. But, you had a position as the head coach. There's captains on the team. How did you see guys and gals at that age? Did they kind of stand out and have a mindset of leadership that maybe transpired into an entrepreneurial type spirit?
Interesting question, because your uncle and I, we either coached together or we coached separate teams, but we always talked about that because we talked a lot about these players, whether it be on the gridiron or on the diamond or the basketball court or wherever we happen to be coaching. And we'd always look at these young people and sort of project them as either employees or as entrepreneurs.
Okay.
And, you don't know for sure, but we always tried to project that. And I think some of them, you could tell some are more like sales guys, right? There's some that are just a little more outgoing. They're a little more people-oriented. And there's some that just come to work and they grind it out every day. These guys are just your blue-collar, go-to-work offensive linemen. And then there's other guys that are sort of a little bit crazy. They just like to hit people, right? Maybe they put them at defensive line. Put me anywhere, coach. I just like to hit people. Those were the entrepreneurs, I think.
Okay, well, those are the kamikazes on kickoff,
they
right?
They don't care. They're like, yeah, put me in. I'll try anything.
Lack of, you know, care for failure a little bit, right?
Kind of one of those high pain tolerance. Okay. Like you were that type of guy. You were a right. high pain tolerance sort of football player. One of those guys that would run into people. And, you know, you weren't the biggest guy, but you didn't care about that. It was like, how hard can I run into this guy? And I think he's going to get it a little worse than I did. And look, you turned out to be an entrepreneur, yeah, so I called you right, I think.
A little bit crazy is all right, yeah, you know, absolutely.
So every once in a while we called one right, but I do think that entrepreneurs, they have a different mindset. I would say the most successful entrepreneurs have to be able to take a little bit of pain, have to be able to make some sacrifices. They have to want to get better. And they have to have this kind of level of ingenuity. I mean, you were the type of guy, whether it be on the baseball field or football field, you were a step ahead of the other players typically. You were reading signs on the baseball field from the other team, right? You were reading the plays.
Secrets,
if you're
man.
Playing defense, safety, or linebacker, or whoever on the other on defense, you were reading what the other team was playing. If you're playing, you were a quarterback, and like you were reading what you helped call the plays, right? Some guys, some players that we had were built that way, and you kind of think, well, that guy might be the entrepreneur. If he also likes to hit real hard, if he also has a little crazy side, yeah, that guy might be an entrepreneur.
I love it. So, you know, back to that entrepreneurial mindset, you know, there is a statistic out there, 9 out of 10 small businesses fail within the first 5 years, I believe is the stat. Is that lack of mindset? How do you think that lines up with reasons behind the failure?
Yeah,
process?
Good question. I don't know the answer for sure. That it's 5 out of 10, 9 out of 10, 7 out of 10.
It's too many.
There's too many different people spewing their statistics, but for whatever reason, there's too many. I don't think entrepreneurs have to fail, and I think so many of them fail because they feel alone, and you know they forget that entrepreneurship can be a team sport. It doesn't have to be done all by yourself. So if to me it feels like the main reason entrepreneurs fail is they get this doubt, they begin to lose their self-confidence, and that turns into a spiral, have a few bad days, a few bad years, and they decide to call it quits. I feel like that's a big reason.
Yeah.
And so I guess that would be a mindset that, you have to put your mindset in that I'm going to work through the pain. I'm going to figure it out. Every business that I've ever started, I've been totally surprised because the business plan has changed. So if you're not
every
the type
time?
Of person, every time.
Wow.
And that's a lot of times, and I think if you're the person that can't kind of cope with a little bit of failure at the beginning, a little bit of, hey, that business plan didn't work, we're going to have to tweak it this way, tweak it that way. If you're not that person, if you're not the, adapt and overcome mindset.
Marine Corps term.
Yeah. You probably shouldn't be an entrepreneur.
So you got to be a little Gumby out there when you're trying to fight with some people. You got to be able to attack in different direction and put yourself into a place
to win. You got to know when to be Gumby and when to come in and be the hammer and pound, pound, pound through. And sometimes that's instinct, right? You have to know that you're pounding. And it feels to me like the most successful entrepreneurs, they don't get tired of pounding. They like the banging, right? They like to keep pounding on it.
I remember as kids, you know, getting lined up for sprints after practice, or when time got tough, you called in school circle and the players took a knee in front of you. And I remember a couple refuse to lose speeches you've given us when times got real tough. How do you think that mindset helped you out as an entrepreneur?
Well, good question. I mean, I had one of the players reach out on LinkedIn the other day. It was kind of cool to get that. I was like, "Hey, coach, you know, I see you up on the see you up on the billboards and stuff, and how you doing?" And it brings me back to those days and those mindsets align. I think when you go through things that are tougher, when you go through things that are tougher with a team, that really sets you up to be a great team player. So I think originally you were talking, Marcus, you know, was I born with an entrepreneurial mindset? Are we born with this entrepreneurial mindset, or is it developed over time? And I think on things like the athletic field, where you go through challenging moments, challenging practices, challenging seasons, tough playoff wins,
right,
those opportunities for learning, you have to take advantage of those. I think even as a coach, I learned how to be a better entrepreneur, being around young people who are motivated. I became a better entrepreneur and coach at work when I was helping the young people. So that's for sure it crosses over.
Yeah, it reminds me of the Marine Corps, a lot of those same terminologies, right? You gotta kind of endure the suck a little bit and go through some hard times with those folks to your left and to your right in order to, you know, gain that respect and, you know, a little bit of those battle scars that gets you through those times where you're like, man, I've been through that. This doesn't hurt that bad. I'm okay.
Are you a better entrepreneur today because you were in the Marine Corps?
I would say 1,000,000%.
Really? Why?
Yeah. Well, you know, because it gives being in the Marine Corps is very structured. And so it gives you that opportunity to see how a large corporation is ran and what that looks like and how to, look down a cycle of operations in which has been dialed in for hundreds of years. So everything that you do is for a reason. And as an entrepreneur, I've had to take myself back and take a look at it and say, okay, I have to do stuff by myself and everything has to be for a reason, or else it's not worth doing if there's not going to be that sort of success, module on the other side of that purpose, right? So it makes me take a look at, working with you and the different ways that people have gone through entrepreneurship and dove in. It's like, I don't know if I am an entrepreneur, and that's my question to you is, when was the first time you ever realized that you were an entrepreneur?
You know, good question. I almost feel like I'm not an entrepreneur in some ways,
exactly.
Because I'm like this team player. I'm a middle infielder, using back to our references. I was a quarterback in high school. I'm a middle infielder in high school. I was kind of a team guy, not necessarily the team leader. I might have got the captain nod here or there, but it wasn't because I was asking for it. It wasn't like I like being in charge. I'm the consummate team player, and I think as was warranted. I got put in the lead in many cases. I was the guy that was good at throwing the party and so on. So I think once you own your own business and you learn what it's like to sign paychecks and take risk, make sacrifice, figure out different ways to skin a cat, and always be thinking growth-wise in a way that wants to help people create opportunity, help people to get opportunity. I think that's when you sort of, along the way, you're like, I guess I'm an entrepreneur.
I guess it's up to me.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Good question.
So I hear you talk a lot of times, and what is an entrepreneur? And it talks about, I hear you say you go through this time when you're in the trough of sorrow. Mm-hmm. Why don't you describe to our listeners a little bit what that is? And hey, what's the first step to get out of that? How can we help our guys get out of their own way a little bit?
Yeah, I think when you start an entrepreneurial endeavor, a lot of people kind of start off, people say, like, get in there with baby steps, take a baby step. And I think that that's okay. But at some point, you need to show up, right? And you need to show up in a way that makes an impact. You have to show when you show up. You have to show up, and I think a lot of people get into something and they're like, oh well, I'm gonna come out and I'm gonna kind of try it out and stuff like that. But at some point, you really have to show up with a violence of action. And I think until you do that, you are not in the game.
Right.
So you have to go all the way off the diving board if you're going in the pool. You don't tiptoe into entrepreneurship. So I don't think you really become an entrepreneur until you say, okay, I'm in. I'm putting it all on the line. I've quit my other jobs. I'm going all in. So I think the first thing you got to do is show up. And I think this trough of sorrow that you talked about, every business that I've ever started, like I said before, the business plan changes. And why does it change? It's because it doesn't work at the beginning, right?
Yeah.
So you're battling and battling and battling, overcoming obstacle over an obstacle and obstacle, just continually trying to figure out, like, how am I going to make this thing work? And it takes some time. It can take months. It can take years. And I think for some people, that's when they end up quitting.
Right.
A lot of people that don't make it, they quit during these tough times when you haven't quite figured out how to get it over the hump. And I think that's when it really tests you, is this trough of sorrow. That's when you really decide who you are inside. And maybe that's when you decide whether you're an entrepreneur or not, is, am I going to keep going? Am I going to be like a Marine and not retreat, but maybe attack from a different direction over and over and over? Or am I going to quit? So I think that really is maybe those times when you have to decide. Every business I've ever started, it's like, am I still an entrepreneur? I guess I am, because I haven't really quit during those tough times. And I think the reason I haven't, Mark, is like we talk about, I've had people on by my side.
Yeah, it's that trough of sorrow when you kind of get your war stories a little bit, right? Those are the times you look back and say, oh, that's where I bumped my knee and got scraped up a little bit. But you come out and you finish it with showing up, you shock them, and then what's that third S that you always talk about?
Well, I mean, you show up, you battle the trough of sorrow, and you say shock them. You try in every way possible during the trough of sorrow, right? It's like, figure it out. You're trying to shock them. You're trying to change your plan. You're trying to differentiate in a way that really is different than what everybody else is doing.
Yes.
That's the shock them piece. And then when you suddenly figure out, I think this is going to work, that breakthrough moment where people are beginning to understand, oh, I think we found the secret sauce. That's when it's time to systematize. And I think a lot of people want to systematize in an effort to grow and create opportunity. I think a lot of the most successful entrepreneurs create this incredible opportunity as they systematize and grow and scale. And some of them end up getting to the point where they sell. And other people just want to grow and figure out a way to change the world. So I guess... if I'm thinking how to help entrepreneurs today, it's the weekend where we're thinking about President's Day and, you know, all the great leaders out there. And what kind of leader am I? Am I the kind of entrepreneurial leader that can change the world? Am I the kind of entrepreneurial leader that wants to build something big enough so I have cash flow for my family? Am I the kind of entrepreneurial leader that battle through the trough of sorrow? Can I show up? Can I shock them? Can I systematize? Can I figure out a way to maybe scale it and sell it? You know, I think we have to look from within. I think this is a good weekend for reflection about who we are, because I think the most important person that you have to ask, am I an entrepreneur? When you look in the mirror, that guy on the other side is the one that can really tell you whether you're an entrepreneur or not. Nobody can tell me whether I'm an entrepreneur or not, except for myself. So I wish all of you out there, as you battle to discover who you are, who you want to be, what you're going to become in entrepreneurship or in any other area of life, you know, I wish you the best. To Marcus, to all you guys out there who have fought for our freedom, our security, in our way of life, to the 13 stripes, to the 50 stars, and to that one entrepreneurial venture that's always worth fighting for, yours. Never above you, never below you.
Always by your side.
All my-